Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was seen running through the halls of Congress after taking yet another loss. Two discharge petitions in the course of 2 months have gone against him and the broader Republican Party, which means he is losing control. As a Speaker of the House, you are supposed to keep your caucus together. Nancy Pelosi was good at it. Even Hakeem Jeffries is very, very good at it. But twice in 2 months, the Republican caucus has intentionally subverted the Speaker of the House. The job of the Speaker is to bring a bill to the House floor, but there is a mechanism that you can use to subvert the Speaker of the House, and it's called a discharge petition. 2 months ago, roughly 5 to 6 weeks ago, a few Democrats fought tooth and nail to release the Epstein files via discharge petition, and Mike Johnson and Donald Trump didn't want to. They were going to go nuclear. They didn't want any of the files to be released, yet in 3 or 4 days, the deadline is coming up and they will be released. Well, Speaker Mike Johnson is now dealing with another nightmare of his own after the Affordable Care Act subsidies were officially forced to the House floor via discharge petition. He is legitimately losing control of his caucus, and afterwards, he's seen running through the halls of Congress. He even gets asked, "Are you losing control?" And then he repeats the attack line. Like, the number one rule in politics is you never repeat the attack line. If they say, "Did you cheat on your wife?" you don't go, "Did I cheat on my wife? I didn't cheat on my wife." That is a very, very not savvy thing to do. Mike Johnson falls into that trap by going, "I am not losing control of the House. I am not losing control of the House." Just really bad policy. At the end of the day, Republicans are trying to rig the economy for the top 10%. There are dueling economies, two economies, one for the top 10%. You can even say the top 1%, but the top 10% get all of these benefits. Then the bottom 90%, the vast majority of Americans, the 90% of Americans who aren't CEOs, who aren't people who own yachts or massive amounts of assets and real estate and stocks, the bottom 90% are getting screwed over by this administration. And the Affordable Care Act subsidies disproportionately go to people who are vulnerable, who need it. So as the Republican Party gets increasingly desperate heading into the midterms, they will try to consolidate power via authoritarian means. They will try to do whatever they can, and they're starting to get worried. Watch Speaker of the House Mike Johnson running through Congress after multiple Republicans voted against him.
Oh, we just had some intense fellowship. It's all good. Look, we're working through very complex issues, as we do here all the time. It's good. Everybody's working towards ideas, keeping the productive conversation going.
Okay, so he just got asked if the conversation between him and Mike Lawler that was animated was, like, heated. Apparently, he was yelling at Mike Lawler, and his response is so bad. He says, "You know..."
All good. Look, we're working through... "Oh, we just had some intense fellowship. It's all good."
He called it some intense fellowship and said that it's all good. I mean, legitimately, an hour before, Mike Lawler was saying, "This is absolute bullshit." Take a listen to this.
So where does that leave you?
I am pissed for the American people. This is absolute bullshit, and it's absurd that we are in a body with 435 members. Everybody has a responsibility to serve their district, to serve their constituents.
What do you say, though, to the Speaker who's not going to give you a vote on this ACA extension?
That's a failure of leadership. I mean, we have, members on both sides who believe this is an urgent issue, and it is for all of our members in terms of what their constituents are going to have to deal with in the start of the new year.
So, dude, Mike Johnson really knows how to hold the line on the worst possible issues. He's like, "I'm going to choose the worst possible issues to screw over the American people with affordability, screw over the survivors who have fought for decades with Epstein, help people like Donald Trump and Matt Gaetz and billionaires like Elon Musk consolidate power." He's honestly kind of a cuck. I don't use that word lightly, but when you are in the House and you help the president and the people around him, like Elon, cede power. Like when you help them grab power from the House, like the power of the purse and the power to go to war, and you say, yeah, I don't need the power. I'm just little Mike Johnson over here. I don't need the power. To continue, I want to watch this clip of Mike Johnson running through Congress. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. We are going to win when the midterms come around, and we need a movement. We need people building the movement with us, subscribing to the channel. Thank you all.
Look, we're working through very complex issues, as we do here all the time. It's good. Everybody's working towards ideas, keeping the productive conversation going. That's what happens.
Have you lost control? Have you lost control of the House?
I have not lost control.
That's where it happens. He goes, I have not lost control of the House.
Because it's the third time.
Look, we have the smallest majority in U.S. history. Okay? These are not normal times. There are processes and procedures in the House that are less frequently used when there are larger majorities. And when you have the luxury of having 10 or 15 people who disagree on something, you don't have to deal with it. But when you have a razor-thin margin, as we do, then all the
procedures
and the
voting will take
on
the table. Well, you think the House leadership is not saying that House
This is just false. He says when you have a razor-thin margin, sometimes mechanisms like this happen. The Democrats had a thin margin for years when we had the House, and our speaker was not being, like, I'm not going to say backstabbed, but turned against on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, by their coalition. Nancy Pelosi built a coalition, kept the coalition together, and they weren't straying, going left and right. Even the Squad, people who consider themselves farther left than the moderate wing of the Democrats, at the end of the day would come home and would coalesce because Nancy Pelosi was good at what she did. You know what really proves the point is FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr. So here's what's going on. Republicans know that they are rigging the economy for the top 10% and hurting the bottom 90% by stripping away Affordable Care Act subsidies. Republicans know that the midterms are not going to go in their favor. That's why Speaker Mike Johnson is so panicked. So every single authoritarian action they take is another attempt to consolidate power heading into the midterms, to squash dissent, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air, redistricting the Texas map so maybe Speaker of the House Mike Johnson can remain the speaker. The reality is, people are hurting. Unemployment is up. Inflation is up. The deficit on a yearly and monthly time frame is up, and healthcare is about to double for the American people. That's why Jimmy Kimmel got pulled off the air. That is why they want to consolidate power. And I want to show you this clip of FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr getting grilled by Senator Ed Markey today about his tweet saying we can do this the easy way or the hard way. This is some really sick anti-democratic stuff coming from FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. Take a listen.
That is what the Carr FCC is doing every single day. Behind me are your past tweets declaring your commitment to the First Amendment. You even defended political satire, saying in 2022, it challenges those in power. And that's why people in influential positions have always targeted it for censorship. That's why your threats against ABC and Disney over Jimmy Kimmel's political monologue were so outrageous. And here's what you said. In September of 2025, as the chairman of the FCC, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct or take action, frankly, on Kimmel. Or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. Now, that statement was roundly condemned across the political spectrum. Chairman Cruz called it dangerous as hell. Chairman Carr, do you regret making that statement, yes or no?
Senator Markey, thank you for the question. My job is to enforce the law as passed by Congress that includes a public interest standard, and broadcast TV is fundamentally different than any other medias. We have a news distortion rule.
Do you regret making that statement?
Senator, my job is to enforce the law.
So you don't regret making that statement? Well, that's a refusal to take accountability for your language.
It is a heinous statement that even Republicans like Ted Cruz had to condemn. They had to say this is not okay because they can see the slippery slope. Just a hypothetical. Say President Gavin Newsom gets into office and he starts to put a new FCC chair who wants to target Greg Gutfeld or Ted Cruz's podcast. we don't want this slippery slope. That is not something I want. I disagree with Greg Gutfeld. I disagree with Ted Cruz. I would rather their show get low ratings than be forcefully canceled through a government mechanism that slides us into fascism. That is not what anyone wants because it is fundamentally illiberal. That same exact framework applies to what Brendan Carr did to Jimmy Kimmel. He said, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. Later on, they ask him straight up, yo, Donald Trump made fun of Rob Reiner right after he passed away. If we were to apply your same standard, he says that Jimmy Kimmel made fun of Charlie Kirk. By the way, that's not even true. If you see what Jimmy Kimmel said, he wasn't making fun of Charlie Kirk. He wasn't spreading any sort of theories. He was just making a statement. It wasn't even a joke about Charlie Kirk. But either way, I digress. He says, Donald Trump has said way worse about Rob Reiner. Holding yourself to your own standard, wouldn't Donald Trump be taken off Truth Social or taken off the air or banned from all platforms? In this clip right here, he can't even answer if the FCC is an independent agency. Again, the reason I'm showing you this is because this all loops in. When they rig an economy towards the top 10% and screw over the bottom 90%, they can rationally figure out that the midterms are not going to go their way, so they have to dissent. They have to squash all dissent. Sorry.
Independent agency.
Senator, thanks for that question. I think that,
yes or no is all we need, sir. Yes or no, is it independent?
Well, there's a test for this in the law, in the key portion of that
test. Yes or no, Brendan?
The key portion of that test
okay,
is...
Okay, I'm going to go to Commissioner Trustee. So just so you know, Brendan, on your website, it just simply says, man, the FCC is independent. This isn't a trick question.
Okay, the FCC is
yes
not...
Yes or no?
Is not.
Okay.
Is not...
So is your website wrong? Is your website lying?
Possibly. The FCC is not an independent agency.
Okay, can I read this to you? The FCC's mission on the homepage of the FCC, man, an independent U.S. government agency overseen by Congress. Is that factual or is that a lie?
The FCC is not formally an independent agency.
Is this true or is this a lie?
I'm happy to answer your question.
Okay.
The sine qua non of independence is being removable by the president.
Chairman, I have a little bit of time. I'll get back to you.
The FCC is not an independent agency, formally speaking.
Appreciate you saying that and being honest with the American people. Commissioner Trustee?
Over and over, Brendan Carr has tweeted about how the FCC is supposed to be independent, how the FCC is not supposed to be weaponized by the Biden government. Then he gets into office, does this. Way, way worse than any sort of Biden admin member did. Like, do you really think Merrick Garland at the DOJ as the attorney general was weaponizing it? Merrick Garland was like a puppy compared to Pam Bondi, who was out there frothing at the mouth to prosecute any Democrat. So Brendan Carr can't even answer the question there. And even if he can't explain some loophole as to why it's not fully independent, it is definitely not at the behest of the president to just place his thumb on the scale at any moment, at any time, and tell people to, you know, put pressure on this show. I'm going to leave it there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.